Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called.
explore to God. We thank God for you, for his presence tonight, and we give God honor and praise for each and every one of you who are on the line. Welcome to, amen, our Blog Talk Night, and amen, I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. Prophecy Dupree, we thank God for each and every one coming together on one accord tonight as we come to break the bread of life. So we thank you. We count it all joy to be in the presence of God, and we just rejoice in the fact that God is God. Besides him, there is no other. So as we begin to go forth, we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for your divine presence tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord God, demonstrate your love, your purpose, your plan, your power. As we go forth tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for your mighty hand and your touch even upon our lives right now. In Jesus' name, Lord God, show yourself strong in all the earth, oh God. And we thank you as we trust, lean, and depend on you, Lord God. We thank you for your mighty hand moving on our behalf tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that no weapon is formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue arises against us in judgment, Lord, we shall condemn it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your purpose, your plan, even your hope, your destiny, everything for us tonight, Lord God, as we come into compliance with your word and come with one accord. We thank you for you, Lord God, doing exactly what you desire to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as you touch our hearts tonight, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the promises of God, which are yea and amen, Lord God. Bring it to pass, Lord God, as we lean, trust, and depend on you, Lord God. There's no one can do it like you, Lord God. There's no one can do it better. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We come in the spirit of thanksgiving, thanking you from our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even as you lead us, Lord God, order our steps in your word today, that your heart shall be, as we give you proper reverence and praise, even as our hearts are open to receive from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you that no one else like you, Lord God. Demonstrate your purpose, plan, your power in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're awesome. You're a mighty God. Do what you desire to do in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor in your son. Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for each and every one. Once again, as we get ready to get into the Word of God, amen, we want to ask you to turn with us to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Starting at verse 6. Amen. As we go tonight, if there's anyone who have a question, the prayer comment, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1, the number 1 to get in the queue box. So as we get started, amen. Amen. So, as we get started, verse 6, the number is, verse number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you on the subject of, in life, don't get bitter, get better. In life, don't get bitter, get better. Life has a way of, how can I say, challenging you or throwing some blows to you if you're not careful. And if we're not careful about or mindful about it, we can actually get caught up in ourselves to where we find ourselves in a place of offense, hurt, discouragement, and being or getting bitter. It's not a hard thing, but when we get in the midst of our trials and tribulations, and let me say this, when things happen that we least expect, things happen that is out of our control that we didn't plan on happening. Things happen that we feel we've been cheated, you know. Some things happen that people we feel got away with some things. You know, when you feel like you got the short end of the stick, when you deserve better, you know. Things can actually honestly happen just like that. I mean, somebody did a promotion on the job where you was probably more well-qualified. You probably could have done a better job than the other person. But for some reason, they got the position. Or you work hard to achieve some things and do something, and all of a sudden, you know, to what you work hard to accomplish and do, one person or one incident happened that destroyed the whole thing, and you missed out on opportunity. And then we feel like that not only we've been cheated, but we feel that we want to punish. We feel we want to just make everyone pay for what just happened to us. We feel that, you know, that's right, to get that next time I'm going to get them before they get me. And we find ourselves getting in a place called being bitter. Because after you've hurt, going past hurt, now you want to hurt. You know, and that's not a hard place for some people to get to. And especially if you come from a family background that's not big on forgiveness. You know, my grandmama and them and so-and-so and them, they don't forgive people that often, you know. So if they, when it comes down to it, when they get, you know, they get upset, you do the wrong, you done straight up did, you done did yourself an injustice. You like, you're dead to them. But they don't realize, compounding that one after another, they really become bitter. What we end up doing, bitterness is like poison applied to your own spirit or your own soul daily. You know, the more we apply, the longer we allow ourselves to stay in that state of bitterness and enter in that place, the more we feed in ourselves poison, even emotionally. See, we got to remember, we were not made to walk in bitterness. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, what is bitterness? Death. That's what it is. It is a slow process of death, because bitterness produces in your body chemicals that's toxic. So this is why people, after over time, they begin with unforgiveness the same way. We begin to have organs, we begin to shut down different sort of things, different medical problem issues, and we just look at it, treat it from the surface, but really it goes deeper than that. Where is their heart when it comes down to with people? Are they holding, harboring things within themselves? Are they really not forgiving, letting go, or are they holding on to different woulda, shoulda, couldas that they can't do anything about? But then they still hold that person in prison to where they want to hurt somebody now. They want to punish the whole world. See, that it takes more to be angry than it does to smile and be good and do good. That means you cut off what you've been naturally made to do something that you've learned. It's a learned behavior or something that you adopted to allow yourself to do or to train yourself to do. It takes a lot to get up every day and purpose in your heart to be bitter. It takes a lot. But if we're not fixed or allow God to fix us, we'll find ourselves in that place of being bitter. and that's not good. Okay, let's look at the word bitter. Bitter means to have a strong and often unpleasant flavor that is the opposite of sweet. Come on, you ever bitten into a fruit and you expect, see, your expectation when you bite this fruit, expecting the peaches, perfect example. Most people think all peaches are sweet, good, and everything. But you bite into a peach, that's bitter. You frown, you kick back, there's a frown. Because your expectation, based off of the fruit it is, expected it to be sweet. But what comes out is a sting of bitterness. And so it causes you to jump back. Well, some people who you see, you know, a lot of times we see it from women, you know, and there's, of course, some men too, but you see a lot more in some women because so a lot of times when women get hurt over time, if they don't deal with those issues, they begin to build up, and because certain things happen, certain misfortunes that never was dealt with, now it goes from a state of being hurt, offended, and then to a place after a while, it just turns to bitterness. The metaphor is that exact same order, but it goes like that to where it's a process for it to get to bitterness. It doesn't just happen. A person just won't become bitter overnight, but it's a process of time, and especially not dealing with those hurting issues. If you're not dealing with those issues, those things, those matters of the heart, if you don't confront those things, deal with those things, now is a process of going from one place, one phase to another, to where they end up in the place of being bitter. A woman who used to be so sweet has now been bitten by the bitter, by bitterness, to where now it's like venom. When she speaks or cut into you, it hurts. It leaves a mark. And so, you know, a lot of people in that place to where they've allowed life to give them some sour lemons. And now, instead of making lemonade, they're still throwing lemons. You know, it's really upsetting. It also means causing pain, painful emotions, felt or experienced in a strong and unpleasant way. Painful emotions. When they think about what was done to them, all of a sudden a rage rises up. And then they come off sharp, and you know, they just go off. They just flat almost lose it because that you hit a sore spot or something reminded them of what happened to them. There was an injustice that wasn't done right. And so instead of talking to them and reason it out and deal with it, now they come off bitter, come off strong, sharp, and cutting. You know, it's a painful point that you touch. You hit with that person, and now they're responding, or they're reacting out of bitterness. They're reacting out of pain, and they begin to say things. So sometimes we say the same things. Sometimes we say they say things that they don't mean, but sometimes they do. They mean exactly what they said. They just took the right button to mash to tell you the truth. So dealing with bitterness. It also means angry and unhappy because of unfair treatment. I didn't deserve that. That shouldn't have happened to me. They treated me like this. Well, some kids, because of the way some parents brought them up, now their parents older age, that child still hasn't forgiven them. First of all, some children haven't forgiven their parents because they left them. Some children haven't forgiven their parents because they spanked them or they abused them or beat them. Some kids haven't forgiven their parents because they simply took one child's side over the other. And sort of thing, and that child got the special treatment. This child was treated like Snow White The wicked step, the stepsisters, this treated sister Snow. It was not Snow White. Oh, I've got her name, but the fairy tale with the one with the shoe, the foot. You know, the shoe. And here it is. You know, she's working among the three sisters, and this one, the stepchild, is the one who's getting all the hard treatment. She's getting all the work, and she's the one who gets treated like an orphan, put her upstairs in the closet, and while the other ones get to live and have to do what she want and do what she want to do, you know, and which is not right. Cinderella, that's what it was. So Cinderella, so some of them got treated like Cinderella as a stepchild. And so some of them been treated all kinds of different ways. And so here it is, through the years, if that thing didn't process right in your heart, if you didn't let God deal with you, so now you become bitter. Now you become resentful and bitter, and all these other emotions happen, and now the world pays for someone else's mistakes. We find ourselves, even sometimes believers, where so we've had some bad breaks in ministry. We've had some bad breaks when it comes down to the church. And so now we're looking at the church funny through a crooked eye. Because all the church folk the same. You know, and next thing you know, I don't believe in no pastor. I don't believe in no church. They're all of a bunch of devils in there. And you just go and take it out. All your hurt and pain and different stuff that you have not dealt with, undealt with things, and now you're speaking against with bitterness. All pastors aren't the same. All churches aren't the same. But with bitterness, you begin to put all that together, and you look at all church folks the same. Anyone need to have a question, comment, prayer request at this time? The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Amen. So we have to be real about that thing. That bitterness is like a cancer. It's like a poison. It begins to eat away at you. It begins to tear you apart. It begins to cause you to your body to deteriorate from the inside out. It will begin to work on you, work against your body. And that's why your body organs be shutting down, because now instead of you free-flowing in love, you're flowing in bitterness, and it's just poison you feed through your body daily. Daily feeding yourself poison. And so you find yourself in a place to where now your body begin to shut down to what's really going on, begin to act out. So we have to be very careful with bitterness. And sometimes we don't realize we're bitter about something till it comes up. You could have be normal, you know, could be yourself, but when that subject come up, or that particular thing, when a certain topic come up, now we begin to hear the bitter side of your story. Now we begin to see the bitter reaction to that question or that or comment or whatever happened. Now we begin to see a reaction that way. Okay, it says also to inducing the one of the four basic tastes. Amen. Come on in. Amen. We have a person who have a question, comment, or progress. Amen.
Hi, Prophet. This is Laura. I just wanted to make sure you got me for prayer.
Amen. For bitterness?
Yes.
Okay, amen, amen. Yes, amen, we will do it right now. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Now, before we get started, I need you to repeat this after me. Lord.
Lord.
I empty my heart to you.
I empty my heart to you.
I forgive all those who have offended me.
I forgive all those who offended me.
And I choose not to hold it in my heart any longer.
And I choose not to hold it in my heart any longer.
I let it go.
I let it go.
Now, Lord, forgive me.
Now, Lord, forgive me.
For allowing unforgiveness.
For allowing unforgiveness.
Resentment.
Resentment.
Hate and pain.
Hate and pain.
Produce bitterness in my heart.
To reduce bitterness in my heart.
I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
I choose to love.
I choose to love.
And I allow your love to freely flow through me.
To allow your love to freely flow through me.
thank you, Jesus, for restoring me right now.
Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me right now.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you, Lord God, for healing Laura's heart. I thank you for touching her, even as she's made an open confession and she's released, Lord God. Thank you for restoring her heart to love. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing a work. And some may believe right now, is it that simple? But yes, it can be just that simple, because if she confessed with her mouth and she believed in her heart, oh God, just as simple as that, Lord God, she's giving you access to her heart and allow you to do what needs to be done and set her free now in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Now I speak to the inner her. I speak to her core. I thank you right now for you are the one that restored her soul. And thank you for restoring her soul right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So as we see this process of bitterness, amen, as we have hurt, anger, unforgiveness, even happened by rejection, you know, we begin to turn our back on different things, different people, and different things, you know, we find ourselves doing, allowing this process of bitterness to kick in. And once you get to a place of being bitter, it's just a matter of time for certain things start happening. You find yourself reacting out of life, hurting others because you've been hurt. And so this is not where we want to be. That's not what God's will is for our lives. So as we continue to go further, we want to truly understand how much it's not worth doing that. Bitterness is also distasteful or distressing to the mind. See, it wears you down. It wears on you. It takes more to be angry with people than it does just to forgive and let go. It takes a whole lot more energy to be upset with people and choose not to forgive. Marked by intense or accompanied by severe pain or suffering. See, you can identify with the pain that's inside and also the suffering that comes with keeping holding in bitterness. It's causing you suffering yourself in this process. Being relentlessly determined to be angry, to hate, or just be totally not for a person, or not for something, or really objective to a situation or person, to where it causes you to really sustain, you know, just really upset. So it is unpleasant, especially in coldness or rawness. Just don't care. Just flat out your mouth how you feel. So bitterness can really take us to a place that God is not there. It can take us. Bitterness can drive us away from God instead of to God. And that's why we have to be careful with bitterness in our heart. Expressive or severe pain. Yes, you definitely do become more harmful to people. You become a self-destructive weapon. That's what you become, because now at any time you can go forth and hit. You know, is also expressive of severe pain, grief, and regret. You can begin to say that I regret that you ever was born. I regret I haven't met you. I never loved you. And see, you know, you can be saying some more harmful stuff. So we see the opposite. You know, we have to understand when we talk about being that way, we have to be unbitter. We have to be, you know, love. We have to let love come. That's why love covers a multitude of sin. That's why love can break through every barrier, any barrier that's put up. Love can do it. We have to choose to make a choice to receive that love. Amen. Okay, so as we go back to the scriptures, we see, going back to Philippians chapter 4, so be careful, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So how do we deal with bitterness? Well, first of all, we have to do the start there first. He says, be careful for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. See, sometimes we just, instead of us just giving it to God, we just sit there and worry about it and let it begin to mess with us, you know, because things may not be where we want to be. So even with bitterness, how this come about, you know, you hurt, then you get offended that it happened to you and they did that to you. Then unforgiveness begin to kick in, and then you regret, I regret I even met them, I regret this and that. You begin to go into that place, and now after a while, you get bitter. You just get bitter. You just, to where every time you think about that person or think about the incident, anything happened, it's a sharpness that comes out of your mouth. It's a sharpness that wells up in your heart. And so as we begin to diffuse that bomb, we have to realize we have to let go. So how do we first deal with that? So first of all, be truthful to yourself. You know, you got to be careful. Be anxious for nothing. You have to be honest with yourself that you're hurt. You know, you may have to say, you know what, this thing hurt me, and I'm gonna say it like this. I'm gonna say it in the sense of you talking to God, because you can. I mean, don't get me wrong. Talking to people is good. It's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But if there's no one around to talk to you, you need to talk to God. But I would suggest talking to God. The reason why I would suggest talking to God first is because, okay, hold that spot. Go to Psalm 23. Let me show you a little better than I can tell you. And this is something. This is something I live by myself. My personal. I mean, this is what I do. And Psalm 23. Okay. Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. Okay. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So, you understand this. God is our source. Everything we need comes from Him. Okay? And I shall not want. I'm not going to be lacking because He's my source. He's my provider. Okay? Everything I need, you know. So on every scale. Now, not saying that He don't use man to provide. He don't use man to be a resource from Him to supply what you need. So that's to understand in the context of what I'm saying. He uses mankind to be His vehicle for the blessings to come. He used them as such. Okay. Then he goes on to say, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, God created you to be in a place of peace, not turmoil, not torment, not bitterness. God didn't make you that way. You didn't come out as a bitter child. That's not your natural state. If you've been made from Him, love. God is love. So you should be love. We should be loving. Okay. So he goes on to say, He makes you lie down in green pastures. When you think of green pastures, you think of an area of peace, a place of peace. Then he says, He leadeth me beside still waters. In other words, He puts you in a pathway of peace. His thoughts and plans are for you are plans of peace, not of evil. His thoughts towards you. He loves you. You're the apple of His eye. You're wonderfully and beautifully made by Him. You're a peculiar people, the chosen priesthood. So God's thoughts and plans for you are good. All right, so here it is. We're building up to that. So we see here, the next part of the verse is that He leads me beside still waters. He leads me to place of peace. He restored my soul. Now, understand this. You'll hear me say this very often. You're a tripartite being. You're a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. Now, this place of bitterness affects you in your soulless realm. That's your mind, will, and emotion, your intellect, your desire to do, your will to do, and your doer, and then your emotions. what you feel, how you express yourself, how you feel. So this is where we have to, he says, he restores the soul. I want you to understand this. When it comes to bitterness, the one who can heal you is through Jesus, the one who can heal you. Your bitterness, he can heal you and make you whole. But it takes your cooperation in order for you to have that manifestation. That means, first of all, you got to renounce this bitterness. You know what, Lord, I don't want to be this any longer. Identify. Understand where you are. This is not what God wants you. First of all, you weren't made to be bitter. God made you to be in love. So if he made you to love, then you have to renounce that bitterness. You can't get around it. You got to get it out. You got to first detach away the ownership of it and no longer let it abide with you. And you the same way how she asked for forgiveness, you know, Father, Lord, forgive me, you know, and also Lord, forgiving others, whoever caused that to happen, whatever happened. So as we talk about it, we can also say forgiveness first. You know, Lord, forgive. I forgive them, whoever offended me, whatever did the problem. I renounce the state of bitterness. I renounce it. Don't want it. I want you to take it away. As you know, forgive me for allowing myself to go there. And once we allow ourselves to go there, you know, so we ask the Lord to forgive us and restore us. We push it away from us. So where we've been hurt, we ask God to heal us. Heal us in those areas where we've been wounded, hurt, deceived, whatever the case may happen. And you be honest with yourself. You got to be honest. You got to say where you are. You know, God, this is where I am. And so when I'm dealing with this area of my life, I have to look at myself. And sometimes looking at yourself is not an easy thing to do. I'm telling you, it's easier sometimes to look at everyone else, but to look at yourself in that mirror, it takes a lot sometimes. But you got to be honest with yourself and see yourself where you are. So as he talked, as we see that, now we look at this. So he restored the soul. So your mind, will, and your emotions is where you need to be healed pertaining to bitterness. So we go back to the former scripture. So I want to show that part to you. So he goes on to say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. You need prayer. You need prayer. Just like a young lady just needed prayer. This Lord needed prayer just now. She needed prayer to break her through. She needed prayer to connect with her. And supplication with thanksgiving. Tell God where you are. Share. And then be thankful. You know, begin to be thankful for what God has done, how he set you free. Because to stay in that place of bitterness is draining. It'll drain the life force out you. So that's why it's good for you to begin to get into the place of thanksgiving. He said, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, you got to be, let your requests be made known. You got to be honest with God. What you need? What you need God to do? I need you to heal me, God. I need you to restore me. I'm broken. I'm hurt. I'm discouraged. Lord God, I'm mad at the fact that they left me. They abandoned me. I mean, I just need you to make me whole again. Right now, I can't stand. I'm hurt. Every time I see them, I want to fight them. Lord God, look, be honest. God don't need a doctored up truth. He just needs you to be honest. Amen. Okay, then we go a little further. He says, let the request be known to God and the peace. So once you find release was in your heart, once you really tell God what's on your mind, now he can say, he says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, at a time you should be so full of hatred that against someone, you should be willing to take them out. But you chose to forgive. And when you forgive, then you really let go and let God do it. Now you're actually in a place to where you allow your heart to be free, to where peace can come now. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, passes what your mind may try to want you to say, because your mind still remembers the act, your mind still remembers what they said, but your heart doesn't lead you to stay there. And so that's why we also say, we pray the prayer of casting down imaginations, every image, every thought to the high, to the authority of Christ. We have to cast those images down, those things that try to to try to cause us to go back to something God has delivered us from. So we have to be very careful with that. Be mindful. The enemy is going to always try to pull you back with a flashback. He's going to try to pull you back with somebody bringing it up. But that's how you know when you heal. Because when it does, when you don't move, you won't flinch, but you still continue to love, now you know God to heal. If not, then you need to go back again. Lord, I need a double take. Be with me, Lord, in your area. I renounce that. Okay? Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this is going to work out for your good, to help you, to keep you strong, to keep you full of joy. And that's what it's going to take. So as you surrender all, you got to know that God is on your side, He's on your corner, that He is ready to heal you, He's ready to set you free. Now, I want to go to, let's see. So as we continue to see this, we got to understand that God needs us to, you know, once again, to be honest. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Okay. Mark 5:24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years. Okay, so this woman had an issue 12 years. Let's deal with this issue. So we see it as an issue of blood, but let's see the part that she had an issue for 12 years. See where I'm going at? See, she had an issue for 12 years. How many of us have an issue for years? When it comes down to certain people, we have an issue. When it comes to certain things, we have an issue. When it comes to certain way we were treated, we have an issue. The way we were raised, we have an issue. How many issues do you have in your life? See, these are where those bitterness things start. It starts from an issue. Unresolved issues in our life. If we're not careful with our deal with these unresolved issues, God can't get us to heal. All right? So let's go a little further. And has suffered many things. Come on, y'all. How many things y'all suffer? Many things have come from this issue. Because of this, you lost friends, you lost family, you lost jobs, people don't want to be around you because you're full of issues. How many times do people have to walk away from you because they can't deal with you and your issues? And things by many physicians, and has spent all that she had. She has spent all that she had. Sometimes we try to bypass doing all this extra stuff. We try to avoid people. We try to do this and try to do that. We try to buy people in the sense that we try to deal with certain people kind of, some kind of way or avoid dealing with them or just isolate yourself and just totally be away from people, stop going to church, turn your back on God. All these different things happen as a result because we try to fix ourselves instead of going to God for real. See, sometimes we have a problem with letting go, and sometimes that's one of the biggest issues that we have. Letting go. We have to know how to let go and let God. Your problem's too big for you to hold on to. You can't sit there and hold on to that stuff and expect God to bless that. No, you got to let it go. Until you let it go, He can't get it. Okay. All right. So here we go. So in so many things, has spent all she had and nothing was better. Nothing was better. See, you can't fix this problem. You have to go to the one that can heal you. And a lot of times, that's what I said. You know, going to God will help you. You go before God, you got to get this thing right. Get it out your heart, and you be honest with Him. And be real. God, this thing is bothering me. Look, God, I just need you to fix it. This is not going to work. I need to be real. I can't stand it. This is where I am right now. I just opened my heart. This is what I'm dealing with. Until you fix me, God, I won't be fixed. And just be honest with God. And share your heart with Him. So, in other words, better, but it rather grew worse. See, the longer you try to keep on playing Dr. Phil for your own life, the more you find yourself getting deeper into the abyss. You'll find yourself going deeper and deeper into it because you can't, listen, you just because you ignore it doesn't mean that you're dealing with it. Let me say that again. Just because you ignore it does not mean that you're dealing with it. Just because you act like it don't exist, it won't go away. You have to deal with that thing. You have to deal with it because if not, it's going to fester and become worse. Okay? So he goes on. When she heard of Jesus, sometimes we need to hear Jesus. We need to open our heart to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. See, we can't really hear from God with all the issues going on in our life unless we're to the place of surrendering. If you're to the place of surrendering, now you can hear Jesus. But if you're not trying to surrender, you can't hear Jesus. You can try to pray all you want, but until you get past these issues, until you really deal with these issues and go front before the Lord about these issues, you can't get set free. And so he heard Jesus, and he came in the press behind. See, sometimes you have to press to be blessed. Sometimes you got to press beyond yourself to get your heart to the altar. See, it's going to take you getting to the altar, getting on your knees, crying out to the Lord, and you have to press past all the stuff that you've dealt with, all the hurt, the pain, the discouragement, everything that you have in your heart, you got to press beyond that to get to Jesus. You got to open your heart, open your mouth and say some stuff. Lord, forgive me. You got to open up your mouth and cry out to God for real. It's going to cost you something to be free. You got to be willing to pay the price. So he said, in prayer, it touched his garment. How can you touch Jesus? You have to go so much beyond yourself to where you reach him and you touch him because of the sincerity of your heart. You cannot fake this thing till you make it. That ain't going to work with God. So he goes on to say, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. See, we'll find when she made that contact with the Lord, he can begin to deal with your heart. See, that's his begin. So he can heal. He can help put you in a position to be healed or position you to be healed. But you're not there yet. Just because he might touch the pain, he may be touching the pain, but you may not be fully delivered right yet. So he said, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague, because she felt she was healed because she no longer feel the pain and the blood dried up. Okay, but hold on, catch this part. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, in turn, see, when we get a touch from the Lord, there's virtue that goes forth into our body to heal, suffering, deliver. He said, turn about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, I see that thou see that the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Okay? The woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. See, we can't be fully healed until we realize that touch of the Lord or touching him. It's going to be the way that we get healed. It's going to be the way that hurt, that pain stops. But true wholeness doesn't just stop there. See, she was healed, but she was not whole. There's a difference between being healed and being whole. You can be healed of something, but you might not be fully whole. Okay? So he goes on to say, and fearing, the woman fearing, and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. See, we have to look within ourselves. Just because God may touch you and you may not feel so much pain like you used to, because sometimes we can get used to pain and live with pain or live with the hurt or live with that condition. But God, when he began to heal, touch, set free, deliver, so now It's going to take you going before God and really crying out at the feet of Jesus, crying out to him and just pouring your whole heart to you. And that's when you cry out to God with your whole heart, then you can be made whole. Nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. It's going to take that kind of a heart's cry. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go and be whole of thy plague. So see, no longer. See, in your whole, in your cry out for wholeness to God, that's what's going to cause you to be healed from bitterness. It's not going to be a thing that, you know, that you can just skip over and act like it don't exist. That's not going to cut it. It's going to take you open up your heart and getting ugly for the Lord and really pouring out to him. So I encourage you tonight, if you are bitter, if you're going through bitterness right now, open up your hearts, open up your mouth, and let's pray with you. This is not the time to hide away from bitterness. It's time to go from being bitter to being better. And the only way you can get better, you have to deal with bitter in order to get the better. You got to deal with bitter in order to get the better. You can't overlook bitter and be better. It's not going to happen. So tonight, I pray that this word touch you and got your attention tonight, wherever you are, and whoever you are. And so we pray that the Lord may continue to give you more insight as you open up your heart and allow him to do what he has to do. He don't want you to harm yourself or harm others any longer because of your bitterness. He don't want you to go around discouraging people because of what happened to you. Listen, you begin to pass that negative experience around like a cancer because it happened to you. You misery love company. You begin to want to get other people back before they get you. You want to say some things that's not cool. So because you hurt, see, when you hurt and you're in a place of bitterness, you don't care. You just want to hurt someone back. You just want somebody to feel where you are. Or feel what you dealt with. Or feel what they did to you. You want other people to feel that. You're not caring about if it's hurting someone or not. You just want to hurt somebody. That's not God. That's not the love of God. He does not wish that none perish. In that matter, he don't want anyone walk around broken. At least not in that way. He wants you healed. He wants you whole. Nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. So we have to open up our hearts. And I'm going to finish that verse out back to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to finish that out right there. And after you open your heart and give it to the Lord, now it's going to take you doing what thus said the Lord. He goes on to say, and the peace, verse 7, peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, that peace is going to bring you into that place and hold you, keep you in that place of safety and that goodness of your heart. Amen. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, the word of God is truth. Amen. Whatsoever things are honest, we got to be honest where we are. Whatsoever things are just, we want to be just. We want to live a justified life. We want to make sure that our life and our testimony lines up with God's heart. He says, whatsoever things are pure. Amen. God's love is pure. His word is pure. His spirit is pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. See, as we open up, we become like a flower and just begin to blossom because that bitterness is out of our heart and we're free to flow, we're free to grow. Amen. All right. Those are things that are lovely. What sort of things are a good report? The good news is good, is good news, a good report all day long. But even your testimony, hearing the testimony of how God healed you from being bitter to being better, that's the testimony. It's good news. Hold on to that testimony as you hear others have the same testimony. It give me any virtue, power, and it give me any praise. Think on these things. See, we have to change the way we're thinking. We're no longer thinking, say, repeat this after me. I am no longer thinking as a victim, but I am, and I choose to be the victor because I surrender all. I am no longer a victim, but I choose to be. I choose to embrace and be the victor. Amen. So no longer am I a victim. I'm the victor in this situation. You got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself whole. You got to see yourself free and set free and delivered. So, amen. Right now, I'm open the floor. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you want prayer pertaining to being better, not bitter, if you need God to see you through this bitter place, if you really are realizing, be honest, if you're in a place of bitterness right now, you need to be healed. Let's not try and figure till we make it. Let's be honest with ourselves and do what's required. So if there's anyone right now who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who need prayer pertaining to being bitterness, I mean to being bitter, and want to get better, anyone who needs to be rededicated to the Lord, or just need prayer, the floor is now open for you. I'm going to pray, the general prayer, and if there's anyone, please chime in so after I finish praying, that we can go ahead and come on to you. Father, thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection, your journey as you bring us forth. Lord God, thank you for your hand being upon our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you for the mighty workings of your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for you doing a work inside of us and changing our hearts and realigning our hearts and our will to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for demonstrating your purpose, your plan, and your destiny, Lord God. And we thank you as we surrender all to you, that, Lord God, your will shall be done in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to forgive, forget, let go, and embrace you, God, so that we can go from being bitter to being better. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, glory, and your son. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So praise God. Amen. If there's anyone at this time, I'm going to give you another minute or so. Amen. If there's anyone, please just chime in and we can go ahead and forth and pray for you, pray with you, whichever you need at this time. So amen. Well, we truly thank the Lord for what he shared to us with us tonight, and we pray that message strong.
Hello.
Amen. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Apostle Marcus.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Sister Denise.
Hey.
Hi. This scripture, you know, which you came from, they really hit home because I need prayer for that, and because I had experienced some things. I didn't know that I was, you know, had bitterness in my heart until, you know, an incident happened or,
right,
you know, something, you know, barred it up. So,
right,
you know, tonight this is definitely talking about me. You know, I need prayer about that. And and today the Lord allowed me to just cry out to him. He was saying about being honest before God.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that's what he allowed me to do today. So that definitely was, you know, for me today.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you for doing that. That's good. It takes a heart to really, you know, want to be free. And I thank God that you're receiving the word tonight, hearing it, and receiving it with your heart to allow God to Amen. I want you to repeat that to me. Lord, I forgive.
Lord, I forgive.
I let go.
I let it go.
Lord, redeem me.
What did you say? I didn't hear you, Pastor.
I said, redeem me.
Okay, redeem me.
By your blood.
By your blood.
No longer am I holding it hostage.
No longer am I holding it hostage.
I forgive all who have offended me.
I forgive all that has offended me.
And I let go unforgiveness.
and I let go of unforgiveness.
And even in resentment.
And even resentment.
And regret.
And regret.
Lord, I choose to embrace love.
Lord, I choose to embrace your love. Love, embrace love.
I allow love to have its full course in my life.
I allow love to have its full course in my life.
When I could be bitter.
Where I could be bitter.
I choose to be better.
I choose to be better. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I choose to be
healed. Hallelujah. I choose to be healed.
I choose to be restored.
And I choose to be restored. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for
making things well in my heart.
Thank you for making things well in my heart.
As I embrace your promises.
As I embrace your promises.
I allow your word to be true.
I will allow your word to be true. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I am healed.
Hallelujah. And I am healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You.
I Hallelujah. I totally renounce bitterness.
I totally renounce bitterness.
And I totally accept your love.
And I totally accept your love. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord God, for healing Denise right now, Lord God. Thank you for moving upon her right now. Lord, you know exactly where she is and what she's been through and how you brought her out. I thank you, Lord God, for healing her in those areas and touching, Lord God, that no longer should she hold on to, but, Lord, she's let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our request be made known to God. Even for her and Laura tonight, we thank you for the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to rest upon their hearts tonight. In the name
thank
of Jesus,
you,
God,
Jesus.
Strengthen
thank
them
you,
to walk this
yes.
journey empowered
yes,
by love. They will
thank you,
not
God.
Forget.
Hallelujah.
They will not give up. They will be powerful, Lord God, in you.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus,
thank
because
you,
of your love that never quits. In the mighty
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
so,
you,
Lord
God,
we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Show yourself strong in the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord,
Lord
God. Demonstrate your love, your heart, everything for them, Lord God. Greater
thank
is
you,
he
Jesus.
That is in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you.
For you because the greater one inside of them arrived and let your enemies
thank you,
be
Jesus.
Done.
Yes,
in the
mighty yes,
name
yes,
of
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Thank,
thank you
God.
For touching them hearts, those hearts now in the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord God. That they're
thank
healed,
you.
Restored, set free, delivered, they're whole. In Jesus'
yes,
name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace, oh God. Thank you for giving them
yes.
both peace in their hearts tonight. Let the peace of God rest upon them, Lord God. Let them be encouraged, oh God. Let them be encouraged. Oh, Jesus, thank you for victory tonight. Thank you for victory
thank
tonight,
you,
oh God. They will not be bitter, but they have become better.
Yes,
they
God.
Have become so much better. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, that your peace is now in their hearts.
Thank
in
you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we God bless you. Thank you for coming up, for coming forward. You both, I thank God for you both opening up and just being honest where you are. And I thank God for delivering,
yeah.
setting you free,
yeah.
and making you delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say a little piece of a song that's on my heart, even as we speak right now. If there's anyone, please come forward. If anyone before, I'll sing a little piece of a song. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. The God clothed and grow in righteousness. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. The God clothed in power and righteousness. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. The God clothed in power and righteousness. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. The God clothed in power and righteousness. Hallelujah. His peace can fill you, give you the joy of the Lord that shall renew your strength. Glory to God. So we thank God for his peace tonight, filling you up right where you are. Amen. That you would now be made whole, nothing broken, nothing lacking, and nothing missing.
Yeah.
We thank God for each and every one tonight. And we bless the Lord for his word and how he touched each and every one of you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. And amen. Glory to God. We have one of the first. Amen. Come on in. Yes, who we have tonight? Caller, we have someone come on. Hello. Next caller. Amen. Not sure if they hung up or they're on. Amen. All right.
Yeah, yeah, but they ain't saying that.
And we're excited about that.
Okay, all right. Okay, caller, amen, you're on. Go ahead.
We're probably traded on the OTCQB market, and that's important because the OTCQB market is
hello,
for
caller?
Our simple as what's significant about that is we give you the
caller?
Opportunity.
Hello, caller? Okay, well. I guess not. Amen. All right. So, once again, thank you all for being on tonight. Truly, I thank God for his word and how he's touched our hearts. We pray that you've been blessed by the word tonight and that the Lord has found you where you are. Amen. And touch your heart. That, amen. That whatever needs to be done shall be done. Amen. Truly, he cares about us. Amen. All right. Yeah, amen. Is there another caller? Is there someone else? Or is it Sister Denise? Is that still you?
No, that's it. I appreciate you praying for me.
No, no problem. Praise God. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate that. Amen. All right. Well, that's it. Amen. We pray that just one last time. Caller, the other caller that came on who chimed in. Do you have anything to say? Okay. All right. Well, nevertheless, you'll have a great night. Thank you once again. May God continue to bless you. Amen. Have a good night.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good night.
To live in, he gave us everything. Love your mother, tell your brother, love God.